Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, this morning we ask that your word open up to us. Lord, that your word light our path, that your word stir faith in our hearts. And Lord, I pray that we never get to that place where your word is stale. May it be afresh every day. May it stir faith in our hearts. May it make us excited to know that we have a living God and a living relationship with you. Father, I just thank you that all of us can finish the race. All of us can be joyful in our Christianity. And all of us can be doers of your word. And so, Lord, I pray this morning for your blessings upon this word and upon each person here in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to be looking at forms of unbelief. We're going to be looking mostly in Mark 6 and Mark 7 to see various stories that teach us about our walk with the Lord Jesus. So many times we talk about the things that we are supposed to do. But then in the Word we find various stories that teach us about what we shouldn't do. Because unbelief can cost us. And it can cost our faith in the Lord. It can cost our relationship with Jesus Christ. It can cost us from witnessing and being effective Christians. And we're not to walk in unbelief. And so the Word gives us several examples of how not to be. Because the Lord does not desire us to walk in unbelief. So let's open from Mark chapter 6. And we'll read from verse 1. Unbelief comes in various forms. This is our first form. Mark chapter 6 and from verse 1. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James,